Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Monday, January 29th, 2007. The headlines are brought to you by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and Media Journal Newspapers in Virginia. You can find out more at gatewayva.com. The murder trial of a 17-year-old man begins today in Richmond. James Daquan Staton is accused of killing a man and his daughter on New Year's Day of 2006. Staton was originally scheduled to face trial last August, but prosecutors requested a delay after one witness refused to testify. A rash of violent fights in Charlottesville left several men in the hospital over the weekend. The Daily Progress has the story. Two men were shot in the parking lot of Amigos on 5th Street Extended early Saturday morning. An hour later, police responded to a call at Tokyo Rose, where they found two men with stab wounds. Minutes later, a man showed up at the UVA Medical Center after being shot in the arm on Cherry Avenue. Police are investigating all three events. An Amherst woman has been arrested after setting a trailer on fire Friday night. The News in Advance reports 32-year-old Regina Douglas was charged with breaking and entering, as well as arson, after breaking into an acquaintance's trailer. The structure was destroyed in the subsequent blaze. Douglas awaits trial without bond in the Amherst County Jail. A group of volunteers spent late last week counting the area's homeless. Jeremy Borden writes in the Daily Progress that the Thomas Jefferson Area Coalition for the Homeless does the tally every January. The idea behind the point-in-time survey is to provide an accurate number of people who use various social services for the homeless. Last year, the group found 257 people living on the streets of Charlottesville. This year's numbers will be out on Thursday. And finally, police officials in Albemarle County are struggling to find qualified people to become officers. Rob Seal writes in the Daily Progress that the county has 110 officers, 25 short of the optimal number. The county can afford 8 more officers, but the main problem is finding people willing to do the job. More people are serving in the military and applying for federal law enforcement positions, which tend to pay better. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for Monday, January 29th, 2007. You can find out more on these stories at gatewayva.com. These headlines are produced at the studios of WNRN in Charlottesville. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.